Live from the center of the Razorback universe.
The only radio show Razorback fans need to listen to.
Unbiased and unafraid.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ruskin and Zach.
Oh, sing it, Andrew.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
We got 2 weeks. We got to get some Christmas music in here. Zachary?
All right.
You hate Christmas music?
I told you, Christmas is like my 10th favorite holiday.
Oh, man. Come on.
Right after, give me another Hallmark holiday. Easter. Earth Day.
It's Earth Day. Can you get Earth Day cards? Is that a Hallmark holiday?
I just people freak out during Christmas. I just can't do it anymore.
Has anybody ever gotten an Earth Day card?
Earth Day, I think, is on my birthday.
866-285. Well, we're 2 weeks away, or less than 2 weeks away now from this whole Christmas situation.
All right, can't wait to declare bankruptcy. Fantastic. Yes, let's bankrupt ourselves.
We have been commissioned by Mike Neighbors to do a project, and that's where we're going to start today. If you like serious nuts and bolts sports talk, you're not going to like any of the next half hour that we're going to bring to you here on Ruskin and Zach. But we're glad you're here one way or the other. So now explain this project we've been commissioned.
Well, you know, he's working with IMDb, and they asked him to put together a top 25 list of Christmas movies.
Right.
And he sent me a text early this morning, and he asked me if there were two movies were Christmas movies. I said, well, hey, let me make it a poll. And he said, okay, great. So Coach Neighbors needs your help. He's compiling a top 25 Christmas movie list for IMDb. He wants to know, is Gremlins a Christmas movie?
Okay.
Then he wants to know if Die Hard is a Christmas movie.
Hmm.
Right now, the results go 61% say no on Gremlin, 64% say yes on Die Hard.
Okay, so this is not going to surprise anybody. I've either saw it when I was very young or have never seen Gremlins.
You never seen Gremlins?
I can't remember seeing it.
You put the water on them, they turn into the Gremlin.
I may have seen it when I was midnight. Like four. Mm. I mean, a long, long time ago. But in my conscious life as a person remembering things since... What is my first memory? 4 years old, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, I don't remember seeing Gremlins. No. I've seen Die Hard, though. In fact, I once was reading... This is how long ago this was. Last time Arkansas... No. The last time... The Texas Bowl. I was reading bowl notes and watching Die Hard at the same time. It was my prep.
It's been a while since I've seen Die Hard.
Yeah.
But I gave him some suggestions.
How do you quantify whether it's a Christmas movie or not? General.
No, well, he and I got off on a tangent on what is the best Christmas movie.
Well, you go Christmas Story,
absolutely.
Right?
It's an original story and not stolen from, you know, European Vacation or Vacation. The jokes were funny the first time.
You're not a Christmas Vacation fan.
I am not.
Okay.
I think it's a vastly overrated movie.
Oh, I don't know about that. I like them both.
Your other Ruskin and Zach... Twitter poll today is the reclining seat in the movie theater a top 10 life hack the past 15 years? Yeah. Now, I should have added in reserve seating because that kind of, they go hand in hand, but I'm all about it. You don't get those boneheads walking in with like 30 seconds to go before the movie starts and then the whole row has to move.
Yeah.
Reserve seating and the recliner is fantastic.
Can you believe that in 2019 that just putting the big image of the Coca-Cola with the bubbles makes people go buy sodas? Like, that still works in 2019.
Sure,
they've been doing that for 70 years.
Yes.
And that still works.
It's called advertising.
That? Yeah, I know. But, I mean, just the seeing the big soda. Oh, man, I'm thirsty.
I'm thirsty.
Like, that still works. Are you kidding me?
Pour some battery acid down my throat. Yes. Let's do that.
I like that there is booze in the movie theater now.
Wait a minute. What?
There's booze.
You can buy beer at a movie theater?
Liquor, yeah. I got a whole bar at one of them down here.
I didn't know that.
Not the one.
No, you're talking Malco.
No, the other one. Well, I think that one does. I don't know.
What are you drinking?
This?
Yeah.
You don't want to know what.
What are you drinking?
Well, you don't want to know.
It looks very Christmassy.
You know what I had to do to get this? So I go, it's 25 minutes before the hour. No. It's 35 minutes before the hour. And I think I've got time because... I had two choices. I can either go get a coffee or go get ice cream.
Uh-huh.
And I figured the adult thing to do was go get a coffee that I've now spilled all over the table.
And what did you get?
I got a vanilla latte.
You got a vanilla latte?
Yeah. And I just spilled it all over the table.
Did you get a training bra with that?
And I did. Thank you. Yeah. Well, the other choice was ice cream. So
I would have gotten the ice cream.
Man, I just...
Did you spill?
I did.
Dude, I mean, seriously.
It's all over Sam Pittman.
You know, I
got
to talk to you, the weekend guys. Don't bring food in the studio.
It's got a lid on it, man.
And you still spilled it.
I'm not an educated man. What can I say? It's not a bad spill. This is like a level one. I mean, come on. It's not that bad.
I need a vacation.
It's not on any... That was my mic cutting out because that's on the wire.
That's not funny.
That's what I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. That's funny. All right. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, Christmas movies. What makes it a Christmas movie? I think that Christmas has to be like...
A central...
Everything has to tie to Christmas at the end, okay? Like Home Alone. Some people say Home Alone's not a Christmas movie. That's ridiculous.
She's very much a Christmas movie.
She's trying to get home to see Kevin on Christmas. So she's trying to get home in time for Christmas. So of course it's a Christmas movie. Die Hard... Let's talk about Die Hard for a second. Okay, they're going to a Christmas party.
Mm-hmm.
Christmas parties don't happen on Christmas.
That's true.
So
we never actually got to Christmas Day.
That is
in Die
Hard.
It's
not an open and shut case, as far as I'm concerned, on Die Hard being a Christmas movie. In fact, I never thought of this until a few years
ago. What about Trading Places?
I don't know about that one either.
Really?
I don't know about that one.
I don't like that one.
I don't know. By the way, when the phone rings like that, it sounds like we've got a telethon going. It's very exciting. You know what I mean? Just send in your pledges right now.
I know.
I like it. No, it's good. It's good. It's good sound effects. I like it. All right.
Good time.
So we got to help neighbors with this.
Yes.
So what? His number one is what? Because yours is a Christmas Story.
Christmas Story. We're in lockstep there. He likes a Christmas
Story.
Where
does It's a Wonderful Life?
He's also got a Christmas Story sweater that he sports during the Christmas week. I'm excited about that.
Kraft has a leg lamp.
In his office?
Well, it was in the studio. I don't know where it went. No,
there's nothing like the glow of electric sex.
It's in the window, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So where does It's a Wonderful Life go? Home Alone. And do the Rankin Bass TV specials count as Christmas movies?
No, they do not.
These have to be
because then you get
cinematic.
What about like
feature films?
Then you're getting into Charlie Brown Christmas. And,
right, so you got to do feature films.
Right, feature films.
Okay, got it. That makes sense. Okay. All right. Do you put Home Alone and Home Alone 2?
No. Mm-mm.
Not Home Alone 2?
No.
Lost in New York?
No.
But there's a big toy store, and it's Christmas.
It's F.A.O. Schwartz, and no.
It's Duncan's toy chest in the movie, but it is F.A.O.
Schwartz. Yes.
With Eddie Bracken playing Mr. Duncan.
That's correct. No, it is not. No. No. Sequels, I don't do sequels.
Isn't Eddie Bracken a poor man's Walter Brennan? Well, you know, he's really fine with these toys. Nothing?
No. No, I can't do it.
I had a great story on Joe Pesci that I want to share with you. There was this guy on the internet that posted this the other day. It was 1992, and he runs into Joe Pesci in an airport, and he's a kid. He's like 12 years old or something. And he says, hey, Mr. Pesci, can I get your autograph? And Joe Pesci says, yeah, sure. Who's your favorite actor, kid? And the kid says, well, you are. And Joe Pesci hands a 12-year-old a crisp $100 bill and says, right answer, kid. Isn't that great?
I'm on my way to go meet Joe Pesci.
I love Joe Pesci, man.
That might get me through Christmas.
Gives the kid $100. All right. Ruskin and Zach.
He's got more than that.
Well, it's
cheap. Joe Pesci's cheap.
That's his walking around money. That's his walking around money.
Razorback talk show designed for smart fans. This is Ruskin and Zach.
Darren McFadden on Tuesday night became the 11th University of Arkansas player inducted into the College Football Hall of Fame during a ceremony in New York. Pulaski Oak Grove High School product became an All-American with the Razorbacks, played in the NFL, was drafted 4th overall by the Oakland Raiders. University of Arkansas could owe its departing staff of assistant football coaches nearly $1.9 million. Not trying to rub salt in a wound, but most of that's owed to John Chavis.
And he's laughing all the way to the retirement home. Oh, my God.
Arkansas women play basketball tonight at Bud Walton Arena, Tulsa. The opponent game time is 6 p.m. I have a new favorite player in the NFL. How about you?
Okay.
A flu-stricken Le'Veon Bell.
Tell you.
Went bowling Saturday night. And the result was, well, a split. New York Jets coach Adam Gase said Tuesday, you're welcome, thank you, said Tuesday that the star running back's late night on the lanes was a bad optic for Bell and the organization, considering he was too sick to play in Sunday's game. Bell responded later, showing no remorse, and claiming that his only regret was that he was spotted in public. He joked about it, noting that he bowled a career-high 251 coming off the flu.
Well, 251.
251.
He also wore a pair of orange leather pants out to the bowling alley. And so when you're basically playing hooky from work and you're wearing orange leather pants, you are trying to be noticed, right?
Yeah, I would think so. I would say that you're trying to draw some attention to yourself. You wear pants like that in my neighborhood, you better be a bellman.
Where do you get orange leather pants?
Well, he's in New York, so there's that. Your Ruskin and Zach Twitter polls today. Again, is the reclining seat in the movie theater a top 10 life hack the past 15 years? 78% of you say yes. Then Coach Neighbors Need Your Help is Gremlins and Die Hard Christmas movies. You can go vote at Ruskinzach, RuskinZach.
All right. 866-285-4005. You can call us or text us, 866-285-4005. We've got people requesting the donkey clip that we played yesterday. Where can that be found?
It's on, well, we put it up in a podcast. It's on YouTube. I mailed it to Andy Hodges last night.
Okay.
And he said it's one of the 10 funniest things he's ever heard. So, you know, that was a little Christmas gift, early Christmas gift from us to you.
Yeah.
Get to hear Joe and the donkey. And I was driving to go pick up my daughter. I was laughing. I've heard the thing 1,000 times.
It is, it's pretty good, right?
The very underrated part was the part where the weed was in the shampoo bottle. And it's still, but they still smoked it.
Can I ask, back to the Christmas thing?
Yeah, go ahead.
And onto the television side, why do they not air the California Raisins Christmas special anymore? I love that show. You remember that one?
I think
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. No, then nothing?
No.
They don't run that anymore.
No, Claymation doesn't work anymore.
Well, they run Rudolph every year on CBS.
But that's a classic. You can't roll out the raisins. You know, doing I Heard It Through the Grapevine. You can't do it. It doesn't work. Pixar ruined that stuff.
Why do they not run the California? Well, why don't they do Pixar California Raisins? What happened to the California Raisins? I saw the California Raisins once at a Hardee's in Searcy, Arkansas. They were there, live and in person.
Hold on. Hold on. Back up.
Yes.
Now, did you go to see the California Raisins? Okay, so you made a specific trip to go visit the California Raisins.
They were made a live
at a Hardee's in Searcy, Arkansas.
That's right. That's right. Yes, I did. They were there.
You know, every day, your life becomes more and more and more clear to me. You tell me that, and I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, Eric and Mina, is Edward Scissorhands a Christmas movie?
No.
There's snow in it.
No.
And isn't there a white Christmas tree? Don't they have the... What were people thinking?
That's a Tim Burton movie, right?
Yes, it is. What were people thinking with those white Christmas trees with the color wheel that spins around? That's a dumb idea.
The white... I've seen a white Christmas tree with purple garland around it. I mean, you want to talk
about... Were you at Prince's house?
It was rough. What is that?
Would you guys like some pancakes? Oh, man. So no California Raisins.
I'm going to vote no on the California Raisins. That's just me.
I just want to know where it is. Like, it's not, it must be up in limbo with, like, the rights or whatever, because they sing real songs in there, and you can't, the rights come up and all that
stuff. Thanks a lot, Napster.
You know, there was a time, hey, Doug, we're going to talk about sports in 10 minutes, all right? Calm down, okay? Calm down. We hire a coach. And Siskel and Ebert are back. Yeah, that's right. Because I'm tired of talking about that. We've been talking about that for 2 days. I need a brain break, all right? Settle down. We'll get back to your sports in a little bit. We're going to have Davenport on.
Yeah, we'll get you all your recruiting things.
That's right.
Everything you want to know. This is for us.
That's right. We work all week for you. This is for us.
All right.
Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005 is the phone number. Is Batman Returns a Christmas movie? No. It's Batman Returns a Christmas movie.
Well, what was the name of the store? Is it Shrek's?
What store?
In Batman.
Oh, Sheck. It Sheck. Was Max
yeah,
Sheck.
Yeah, there it is. There it is.
Played by the great Christopher Walken.
Poorly.
That's right. This Batman, he's crazy. He's got crazy. The Penguin is wild. All right. Let's talk to Artie and Mina. Artie, what's up?
Yes. So in accordance with your non-calling in about sports or talking about sports for the next 10 minutes, what is your favorite dining establishment? Is it Luby's Cafeteria or is it Brian's?
Great question. I'm a Luby's guy. Do you remember Luby's, Zach?
Yeah, there used to be Luby's at the Northwest Arkansas Mall.
There did, yes. Yeah.
I have never been to either.
Of course not, because you're the elitist. You don't go to these buffet cafeteria places.
I went to
places.
Waffle House.
That's not a buffet cafeteria place.
I don't do buffets.
You went there because you were bullied into it on the air.
That is fair.
You've never gotten up in the morning, greeted the sun, and go, you know what? I feel like
I'm going to Waffle House. No, that's never happened. I'll tell you why I don't do buffets. It's exactly what happened to us when we were at Eat My Catfish. People like you sneeze
on
the food.
There's a guard.
I promise you, the way you wound up on that sneeze, there was nothing that would have guarded the Parmesan fries.
Were we on the air when that happened?
Yes.
Can we pull the clip?
Yes.
Okay, we got to find the clip.
When you sneezed all over everyone's food. It was gross.
In the 5 o'clock hour.
It was.
Okay. We got to play that again.
That's why I don't go to buffets. People don't wash their hands.
But they're not touching...
Yes, they do.
No.
They do.
Well, at Luby's, it's totally different. They're serving you the food and passing the plate behind the glass, and then at the end, you get your plate with all the stuff on it.
They do that in prison.
That's right. Well, it's a cafeteria. That's how it works.
I don't want...
Where did all the cafeterias go, by the way? Like, there's Frankie's,
you know,
and that's it.
There's more people like me than there are like you. I don't want people sneezing or touching my food. Look, there are people in this world you don't piss off. You don't piss off your barber, your dentist, or anybody can touch
Luby's
your food.
Luby's and Frankie's, because it was very similar. I don't know what the arrangement was, but Luby's and Frankie's had the best macaroni and cheese in the history of planet Earth, period.
It's a bold statement.
Not close. I mean, it was awesome. It was extra cheesy. It was so good. I was disappointed. You know, the thing about cafeterias is you can't go back for seconds, or you got to buy the whole plate again. So you got to load up the first time. You know, the buffet, you can go back 10, 20 times back to the trough. You know what I mean?
Which nobody ever does, because you see the people that are circling the food and people like you sneeze on it.
Millennials killed the cafeteria. Millennials and Zach killed the cafeteria. What about, did you ever go to a Shoney's? Was Shoney's around when you?
I know what a Shoney's is, and I've never been to
Shoney's. Shoney's breakfast bar was the thing, man. That was great. That was good eating right there.
You know, I don't even do buffet. I don't do buffets because I just don't. People cough and germs travel.
Well, the worst one is like hotels, because there's nothing. You just have open bowls of food out there.
But at an
actual buffet, they've got the sneeze guard, so you don't have to watch anybody sneeze all over your casserole or whatever. No. I don't know. Luby's is getting a lot of support on our text machine here.
Evan and Fayetteville asked, do I not do Vegas buffets? And I know that question. I know that's a loaded question. And no, I don't do them at the clubs either.
Okay.
Look, I don't do hotels with doors on the outside. I don't do buffets. Call me an elitist if you want.
Yeah. You know, when I was in Bryant doing the football game, not the last one, but the one earlier in the year, I'm driving around, and I know all the Dixie cafes closed, but they still have the building and the sign up for the one in Bryant. So I was like, hey, maybe this one survived. No, it was closed too. And I'm like, if you're closed, take the sign down and don't give me hope like that. That was really disappointing because I like Dixie Cafe. You know, it's pretty good. So
text from my boy Ben, Ryan's, where I threw up on my 12th birthday. All right. That's why I don't do buffets.
They demolished the Ryan's in Searcy. I don't know what they're going to put there, but there's a big flat spot now where the Ryan's was.
I just think
Golden Corral is a million times better than Ryan's, by the way, and it ain't even close. I mean, that's just... Come on.
Your knowledge of buffets is alarming.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot in this particular segment that was designed for us.
It's a good half hour,
right?
Yeah,
it's perfect for me.
Good half hour.
Check your brain at the door.
Yeah. All right. We will come back here in a moment, and we will... Bonanza. Did you ever eat a Bonanza?
No.
Oh, my God. Bonanza was great.
Bonanza?
Oh,
what
Bonanza.
But it was a TV show.
No, that was a restaurant. We'll get back to that. Sports next. Ruskin and Zach.
Razorback talk show designed for smart fans. This is Ruskin and Zach.
A couple of baseball notes. Former Boston Red Sox right-hander Rick Porcello has agreed to a one-year deal worth $10 million with the New York Mets.
Ugh.
And Anthony Rendon has agreed to a seven-year, $245 million contract with the Los Angeles Angels.
Well, he's not going to win anything out there.
But, angry fan already starting.
But the Nats signed the wrong guy. They should have signed Rendon and not signed Strasburg to the long deal. And that's what they should have done. But hey, you know, Rizzo's the GM of the year or whatever. So what does he? What do I know about any of this stuff?
Your Ruskin and Zach Twitter poll today at Ruskin Zach, RuskinZach. Elf on a Shelf.
Oh God, what a stupid thing this is.
Helps kids behave. Or we had a belt for that. 93% of you said we had a belt for that.
Yeah. Well, you can't belt anybody anymore.
Belt off a loop was the thing that kept us in line.
Yeah, you'd hear that sound. Yeah, yeah.
Actually, it started with, yeah, hey! And then, and you just hoped you didn't get the buckle.
Yeah.
Because that would hurt.
Now, there were two other motivating factors in the Ruskin house. Old Pops would come in and slap the belt on the wall. That was exciting.
That's your warning shot.
And then he'd snap it. You know how to snap it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I could do it right now, but I don't want to take my belt off.
We never got any warning.
Oh, you just got...
No. My mom was actually really good with the uppercut. We never saw the uppercut coming. And she would just pop you right underneath the chin. And if you were talking at the time, you'd bite your tongue. Oh, man.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you this, we never did it again.
No. No, mm-hmm. No. I think I got more belts from my mom than my dad, though.
Really?
Because mom had like a gray cloth belt in the basket on top of the fridge.
And, she kept it handy.
Yeah, it was handy. Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. And but you know, dad would get full leather when
the
that
thing
happened.
With dad was he knew if he would hit you hard. That's all you had to do. Mom kept going because she didn't know when to stop. I watched my mother break a ceramic spoon over somebody's head. Good times at my house.
I believe the seamstress at the dry cleaners that my parents own, I believe she broke a yardstick on me once because there was a broken yardstick in her room there at the cleaners where she did all of her sewing work. And I was told once she did that on you. So I don't know if I don't cool. remember that, but yeah, there you go. All right. Nothing like kid beating to fire up the crowd here. On the Ruskin and Zach program, W from Wix. It's all starting to make sense with you two. Yes, every day another piece of the puzzle falls into place here, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
That's about right.
Yeah. And B.E. in Clarksville's got a personal problem.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it's couples therapy.
Well, we're here to help.
Yeah, it's couples therapy Thursday. He says this morning his wife stripped down to her birthday suit, hopped onto the scale. She's done this for 27 years, and this morning he's got up the courage to ask why. Stupid move. She said the clothes add 5 pounds, which is true. And I said, you're not walking around in public in your birthday suit. Why not just take off the 5 pounds?
Oh, that's a good idea.
Now, whether or not you think this is a good idea to question your wife on any of these topics, keep that thought to yourself.
When you weigh yourself, are you nude?
I'm not answering that question.
Okay. It depends for me. It's about half and half.
Usually do it when I get out of the shower.
See, there you go. So, I mean, that's what happens.
Yep.
Oh, nothing wrong with that. Makes sense. The Jason and Etna says cut a switch. You know, that happened too. We didn't have switches in our house. So.
Corey asked, what hurt worse, the belt or the flat wooden hairbrush? You ever get popped with a hairbrush?
No.
Oh, man, those are the worst.
No, I don't need the hairbrush.
Greg, apparently he got beat with a vacuum cord.
Oh, my God.
A detachable vacuum cord? Oh, my God. Man, whoa.
Some of y'all need to call SCAN, man.
Seriously, DHS, get involved in some of this stuff.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
It used to be that, like, if you're in a grocery store acting like an idiot, you know, your mom or dad would pop you, and then everybody around would be like, yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. Now, if that happens, I mean, you're going to prison.
Right.
You're not going to jail. You're going to prison now. If that happens.
When you call in now, you're going to identify by what your parents beat you with. Ryan Prairie Grove said it was a wooden spoon. Chris in Nashville says he got beat with an extension cord. God, that's got to hurt.
What gauge?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we talking the big orange one?
Is it the orange one?
Or the brown one
that I'll
you
plug
the lamp into?
Oh, yeah, you could get a little whip on those.
Hey, you can get more.
Darren and Harrison got beat with wooden spoons. Random texture out of the 479 got beat with a shoe. Jeez.
Yeah.
Another texture got beat with a wooden paddle. Yeah, a couple of wooden paddle votes. Oh my gosh, you guys, stop. Too many texts. Oh man. This is good. Here's another hairbrush.
12, 14 gauge orange.
Wow. Joe and Marion got beat with a Hot Wheels track.
Oh, that's not good.
Jeez.
But you could get some
tree sticks.
Some momentum on that thing. Wind
somebody
resistance.
Got beat with a water hose?
Oh my God.
Wow. Now I know why we're all so messed
that's
up.
That's right. That's a problem here. Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You know, in the middle of all that, and we have been talking about, this amuses me. I don't know if it'll amuse you. We'll find out. But we have been talking about, we haven't even said the coach that was fired's name one time in this segment. In the last 6 minutes on the air, and in the middle of that barrage of things that you were beat with as a child, I get a text from an anonymous number saying, stop bashing Chad Morris.
Signed, Chad in Opelika.
Well, I replied, is that you, Coach Craddock? And we're going to see what the response is there. So, there you go.
Oh, man.
Well.
Here's a guy who had mom's had a wooden paddle. Jeez.
Yeah, with the holes in it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I felt like my parents just grabbed what was available.
What was handy?
Yeah, I mean, whatever she could grab, she would hit me with.
Yeah. I never got paddled in school. Did you get paddled in school?
No, I got hit with one of those wooden pointers with the wooden tip.
Yeah.
I had somebody break one of those over my shoulders.
I got a...
Oh, my gosh. This guy got beat with a lawnmower cord. Wow.
And
somebody got beat with a bullwhip.
And then the show took a dark turn on this particular day. Man, alive.
Oh, man. You guys, now I get it.
Now not only is a lot of this shouldn't happen
right.
anymore, to be perfectly honest with you. But
David and Harrison says our audience suffers from assault.
I mean, maybe that's all why we all get along so well.
Sleeping,
I don't know.
Fly swatter, weeping willow branches. Ooh, those gotta hurt.
Yeah, that can't be good.
Mm-mm.
The worst is when you'd act up in church. My dad would take me in the preacher's office in the back.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it wasn't good. Wasn't good. He used his hand though. I don't think he ever pulled the belt out in God's house.
Scott got beat something. With a metal spatula. That's gotta hurt.
Anybody ever get any of this any of these implements in the house of the Lord? Or was it just the hand there? I don't remember. I don't think I ever got belted at church. I don't know.
Text out of the 479 coat hangers, bruh.
No, we had plenty of those laying around, but I never got hit.
The metal ones. They didn't have the plastic ones back then.
Now, did you get beat by nuns on the knuckles?
I did. I got smacked. And the nuns of Beaver Lake used to beat me regularly.
Well, they might have been nuns. We're not sure. Wow. All right. Thank you, everybody, for sharing.
Yes, thank you. Somebody got whipped with a fishing pole. Jeez.
Man.
All right. Now I get it. Now I know why you guys are so angry.
That's right. Yeah,
wow.
I get it now.
All right. This segment brought to you by...
That's right.
Department of Health and Human Services.
Oh, wow. Maya, one time, my sister, we got... I flopped. You know when the basketball players, the soccer players flop.
Right.
My sister had one of those mini bats that they give away at the ball game,
yeah,
you know?
The plastic ones?
Okay, so she whacks me in the knee with it. And I go down and I'm crying and yelling and making a big deal. And she runs to the back of the house and I sit there and I look up at the parents. I'm like, okay, you're going to call something, right? Like, what do we got here? Flagrant one, flagrant two. What do we got? Because that's something, right? She just hit me with a bat, for God's sakes. That's got to be something. So, and I don't remember what happened then, but I remember the front part of that story. Where, anyway.
Brandon in Conway says he laughed one time when his mom whooped him. Then dad got home. Then dad got home.
That was a mistake. Yeah, you can't do that. All right. And on that note, we pause for these messages. Ruskin and Zach, 866-285-4005. If you want to talk about being whipped as a child, we're here to listen to you and to validate your feelings, okay? And we are the people have been calling us for all week, the Pinko Kami Show. We might as well lean into that for a few hours here.
I think we just broke the record for texts in a segment.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Now I get it.
We talk about football. We got three texts in the first segment. Talk about getting your butt busted, and we did 500, 10 minutes.
Hold on. I can tell you exactly how many we got. Hold on.
This is crazy.
We got...
What do you want from us? What do you want?
We got 218 texts in that segment.
Yeah. But when we're talking about Pittman's offense, we got three. So you tell me what to talk about here today. All right? You tell me here on Ruskin and Zach. Back in a moment.
And unafraid.
This is Ruskin and Zach.
Your Ruskin and Zach podcast coming out Saturday morning. ESPN 995. HitThatLine.com. Spotify, Google Play, Apple Play, wherever podcasts are sold.
Yes. So we got one coming out Saturday?
Yeah, sure. All right, cool. You hear the interview with Richard Davenport and all the folks we've had this week.
I'm very excited about this. The back end of the podcast stuff, because now I can load it. I don't have to get up early in the morning to load this thing. Like, I can load it, and it'll drop whenever we want it to. It's beautiful.
Just FYI, you're out Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week.
That's right.
Nikki's
going to
sit
during the ice storm. I'm going to Florida, so have fun, everybody.
Blair Cartwright will be sitting in. We'll have Nikki in on Monday, and I'm working on some folks, I believe.
Tell her she can't say... Yeah, you know, on the radio.
You know, we went over the seven words you can't say yesterday.
Okay.
And she knew all of them.
Just show her that George Carlin tape.
Apparently, I didn't have to.
Okay, all right.
She knew. I mean, she's from Texas.
What does that have to do with anything?
She grew up with those words.
People curse it. I grew up with cursing in Arkansas. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but you did it with a smile.
That's what
And the California raisins at a Hardee's.
Yes, yes. They were there. They were.
I have no doubt.
They were there, man. I saw them. I saw the California Raisins at Hardee's in Searcy in, I don't know, 1990? I don't know when that was. 89? I don't remember. But I remember.
They were big in the late 80s.
Yes, they were. They had a Christmas special, which no one airs anymore.
By the way, have you ever seen the Star Wars Christmas special?
I've heard about it.
It is the single worst piece of film.
Caca.
It is so bad.
Okay.
It's on YouTube. Just type in Star Wars Christmas. It is. If you can make it through the first 10 minutes, you're better than me, because okay, I couldn't do it.
I've got one also. While you're checking that out, on the side where it says other things you might want to watch, you got to watch Bob Hope doing the Jack Frost song on one of his later Christmas specials, where he's like barely, you know, function, because he's 150 years old. So they've got Dolores singing, and then he's in there, and there's all these terrible edits, and he's dressed like Jack Frost, and he just looks stupid. And many are convinced, Zach, that this is Dolores. This is Dolores's payback for all the affairs he went on those all those USO tours.
Right.
So that's a Dolores' payback. But I mean, it's hilarious. There's this Jack Frost song, and there's kids dancing, and it's just terrible. You got to check that out, too. It's fantastic. We can put the YouTube link to both of these on Twitter at some point.
The Christmas, they don't speak in the Star Wars. They have a lot of Wookiee yelling for 20 minutes. Yeah, it's on, and it's subtitled. It's terrible.
Is Paul Lind in this?
No, it is so bad. And what's sad is Harrison Ford's in it, and you can tell he just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
And Mark Hamill's in it.
Cashing the check.
Man, they did not want to do this. The story, but apparently George Lucas tried to buy all the copies back and destroy them because it was so bad.
It was terrible. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It is the story of Chewbacca going home for Christmas. It is so bad. Like, I tried to watch it once, and I love Star Wars. Well, I couldn't do it.
Worse than Skidoo?
Oh, by you know what?
Really?
Skidoo is Dances with Wolves compared to this. I mean, imagine Wookiee growling for 21 minutes with subtitles. It's horrible.
Or R2-D2 beeping for...
It is so bad. Even my daughter couldn't do it. She lasted like 2 minutes.
I gotta look this thing up and see who was in it. Because there were like celebrity guest stars.
It was a made-for-TV movie. I think CBS did it. It is so bad. And right now, YouTube's blowing up with people checking out the Star Wars movie.
Yes, the Star Wars Holiday Special, like 1978.
Oh, bad.
Yeah. Man. Let's see. Mark Hamill. Karen, James Earl Jones, of course. Yep. B. Arthur was in it?
Yes, yeah. And she
Harvey Korman?
And B. Arthur just played B. Arthur. I mean, it's a very good-looking man.
Yeah.
It was bad. Skidoo was bad. This Skidoo is gone with the wind compared to this.
Yeah. Also featuring Jefferson Starship.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. They provided the soundtrack to that. It is so bad.
And it had Art Carney in it too.
Terrible.
Wow.
Just terrible.
Hey, Ralph.
I'm telling you, it's just the story of Chewbacca going home for Christmas, and they take him across the galaxy to get him home for Christmas. It's terrible.
It was on CBS.
Yeah.
Though Lucas is uncredited, it was his idea to build the narrative around Chewbacca's family.
See, there it is.
Do you remember the Ewok movies? I remember those. You know, there were the Ewoks in the Battle of Endor, or the Ewoks turned into a movie because they were in Jedi. And then,
Jedi's the worst of the first three.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible.
I like Jedi.
Come on, they got into the Muppet thing.
You get Carrie Fisher scantily clad. Right. What are you talking about? All right,
like that was an important part of my youth, but okay, I get that.
Okay. All right. Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005. Call us or text us. 866-285-4005.
We gave you sports. What else do you want?
Well, we did that already. Yeah, exactly. I did want to get into... So, McFadden goes into the College Football Hall of Fame last night. And I was trying to figure out, like, who's not in that should be in that's Razorback. So, you know, Ronnie Cavanaugh is in. Billy Ray Smith Jr. is in. Allworth's in. Like, who's left? Could you? Is Matt Jones a College Football Hall of Famer?
No,
he's not.
No,
is. Let me think about this.
Hunter Henry could be
a Hall of Famer. College Football Hall of Famer. Yeah,
Atwater's in, right?
I believe so.
I mean, he's in the NFL Hall of Fame. He should be.
No, Steve Atwater's not in the College Football Hall of Fame.
There's
one right there.
Atwater would qualify.
I remember during that time frame, or almost that time frame, I was like in kindergarten, so it may be fuzzy. But I remember that when Arkansas had the ball, they'd always say Barry Foster on the carry. Mm-hmm. And then when Arkansas was on defense, they'd always say Steve Atwater on the tackle. Like that was that era of Razorback football.
If I remember correctly, the College Football Hall of Fame actually has, there are requirements. You have to have been an All-American. To be part of that. So, yeah, I'm sure Hunter Henry was an All-American of some sort. I mean, I'm sure he made one of the All-American teams.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, and this is the Tuesday night in New York City. They had this ceremony, and now they actually have a College Football Hall of Fame you can go to down in Atlanta, which I've not been to yet, but I am looking forward to going to because it's...
What do you mean you can actually go to?
Well, there's a college football hall of fame. There used to be one
in South Bend.
Okay, well, there's a good one now because it's not in South Bend anymore.
Hey.
It's in downtown Atlanta. And there's got all the helmets and all kinds of good stuff. They had SEC Media Days there a couple years ago. So, anyway. So, Darren
McFadden. Jason and Aetna says Reggie Fish.
No. Come on.
That's
terrible. We're trying to do a real topic now. All right? No more joking around. We'll let you know this is radio, we can't do this. We need a sign, like joking or not joking, you know what I mean?
Right.
Sarcasm on or off. like the weather alerts when they come across the screen.
Yep.
This is a sarcasm watch, not a sarcasm warning. It's a sarcasm warning, a sarcasm advisory. I mean, we could do all of that.
Brad and Rogers.
Only we can get this thing on TV.
Brad and Rogers texts in, longtime listener. He says, today's show reminding me of August. We need a game. That's, well, that's fair.
There's a women's game tonight.
That's right.
But there's not a men's game till Saturday. So here we are. December's weird, man, because you have coaching stuff, recruiting stuff, but no games. No. Not like we were breaking down games during the season anyway, let's be honest. So, all right. So Atwater's missing. Who else is missing on
Henry,
this thing? Hunter Henry, yeah. Let me see.
What about, is Andrews in?
Sean Andrews not in. That's another one. That's a good one.
I think he was an Outland winner.
I think he was an All-American, too. Let's see here. I got some real suggestions, and then I got some phony suggestions. Dan Hampton's not in.
Really?
Yeah. He's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he's not in the College Football
Hall of Fame. Well, Joe Montana's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame, but he'll never get into the College Football Hall of Fame because he had to have been an All-American.
Right. Yeah, I understand that. Okay.
Steve Little. That's a good one.
Yeah. Steve Little not in the College Football Hall of Fame. Some are suggesting Nutt should be in.
Stop it. Just stop it. Stop it.
Tony Bua?
No.
Jason Peters?
Maybe.
Ragnow?
Is he an All-American?
I don't know. Ragnow is one of maybe like two players I ever saw who, like, during practice, they're like, you don't have to practice. You're fine.
You're
like,
good enough.
We can't teach you anything anymore. You've got it all figured out, man. That's a rare list. All right. This is Ruskin and Zach. Glad you're with us today. A lot more are on the way. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you here in a little bit.